Utah Grizzlies hockey, it's just fun. Follow the Utah Grizzlies on Facebook for the latest on weekend home games, or visit utahgrizzlies.com for more. Utah Grizzlies hockey, it's just fun.
The Sundance Film Festival runs January 22nd to February 1st. Visit sundance.org/locals to register or purchase tickets.
I'm Henry Glasheen, Digital Content Coordinator for Slug Magazine, and you're listening to Slug Soundwaves, the official podcast of Slug Magazine in Salt Lake City, Utah. Slug, an acronym for Salt Lake Underground, is one of the oldest independent publications in the United States, covering music, lifestyle, arts, and events. On this episode, we'll be talking to the Provo rock band Temples. They're an instrumental post-rock band with their current lineup consisting of Randy Cordner, Nathan Richardson, Brett Barrett, and Timothy Ross. They formed in the spring of 2011, releasing their self-titled debut album in the summer of 2012. This year, they followed it up with a live EP recorded at KRCL, and then their sophomore album, Youth, back in November. Temples recently contributed a track to our show called Dowsing, which is the new theme song you've all been hearing for the past couple of weeks. We'll be listening to Slug contributor John Christensen, who had an opportunity to interview the whole band in our studio earlier this month. But first, we're going to be playing the first of two tracks from their LP Youth. This first track is called Lon Lon.
Thank you.
You just heard Lon Lon off the band's 2014 LP Youth. Let's hear Slug contributor John Christensen's interview with Temples, conducted in our podcast studio.
Y'all are from Provo. What's the scene like out there? Is there any instrumental groups that you guys really dig? Or are you guys... I know that the last that I remember, there was like Coup de Grace, and I don't know if you remember them, or the Weakmen.
Oh, yeah. The Weakmen were really good. There's not really much going on in Provo at all.
As far as...
that I know of. I mean, I don't really get out to like the Velour very often.
Sure.
Maybe
as far as, yeah, your style, I don't know.
Yeah, there's really not anything else going on in Provo as far as instrumental or post-rock music goes.
Salt Lake, too, I feel like. So I think it's cool that it worked.
It's interesting. Instrumental music is great.
When you started the project... Yeah, totally. Yeah. Like, when you started the project, did you, only wanted to do instrumental, or how did that work?
Yeah, that's kind of where we started out. Like, from the beginning, we wanted to do instrumental, and it was because I was... Nate and I started this band, and like Tim Ross joined soon after. But we had been listening, like, I don't know, it was just a kind of a time in our lives when we were listening to a lot of like post rock and just like instrumental music, and I was really inspired by that. And
cool.
Like, hey, yeah, actually, Temples was supposed to only be a studio project. Like, it was never supposed to be a band.
Live.
And
right on.
And it just kind of became one, and it's really cool. But it was a kind of a whirlwind of like that coming together and kind of like stepping out from being a studio project and becoming a real thing.
Yeah.
But that's what our original intention was, is we'd have just wanted to play instrumental music. Felt like that would be an easier way to like convey emotion, or, you know, just...
Totally.
Can I respond to that?
Please.
I was going to say, like, when I was a fan of Temples when you guys like first got together, it felt like you guys were doing it out of like, you were doing it out of spite with a lot of like the crappy, just like rehashed metal music and the washed up hardcore scene in Provo. Like, Provo's really different from Salt Lake. And so anything that happens in Provo, it stands out. It's like, oh, you guys are playing a show? Like, we probably know them personally because it kind of has that small town kind of mentality.
Yeah, I think we definitely did it out of like a little bit of angst, like a desire to separate ourselves just from like all of that. You know, it was kind of a gutter for a while, and it was kind of like, well, let's just lock ourselves in this room and let's write some music that we think is cool, and then if anyone hears it or cares about it, then they can. But that's kind of where it started.
Yeah, right on. I like that. Did you still play like everything live, or, you know, you said just a studio project, so were you writing a lot of things and
everything that we have on the record started... It wasn't really a studio project for long before it started to become like an actual we need a drummer, because we were just playing guitars together, and we're like, Tim came along like maybe a couple weeks after we had the idea. It was just kind of like, it went really quickly. It was just like, let's just be a studio project, because we were kind of feeling antisocial, I think, or at least I was, about music in general. It just all of a sudden just being like, well, we have to have a drummer, so we had to jam, actually, and so it just can't be a bunch of like mythological, like weird, you know, just like these strange things that we just like mysteriously do on the computer, and then it's like, oh, music comes out, you know, like you actually have to learn the parts, and like we should play it.
And initially when you started, you were taking a lot of inspiration from Legend of Zelda, is that correct?
Yeah,
do you
that's
still
true.
Do that? Or
That's what the original concept was. I feel like having a concept for me personally is important to like kind of structure my emotions around, like as far as like music goes.
Mm-hmm.
And Nate and I had the idea to do that. Like, it's like, what's something we both like and is inspirational to us? And that ended up being, you know, the Ocarina of Time. And so, well, out of all the Legend of Zelda games, which I like,
I think that's such a great idea. Yeah.
And so we just kind of loosely based this first record, the one that we brought in,
Youth,
is the first half of the game.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like Young Link and all that, but it's like, it's loosely based on like some geographical locations and some like inspirational like things from the game that we liked, you know.
And not necessarily the score, just different aspects of the game.
Yeah, it's
right?
not a score to replace the soundtrack.
No,
it's actually just us kind of like...
It's like more of a guiding point. Like, it's like
ideas and concepts.
Yeah, like let's do something kind of based off this, be like the core thing, even though like the song may go other places, you know, but it's kind of just loosely based. That's what I kind of call it.
Yeah, honestly what drew me to them is when I heard them back there saying that's what it was. I wasn't very good at drums, but it's like, oh, I want to play with them so bad. Like, I want to play that project. And
yeah.
Yeah.
It, I'm so happy. But I
think one of our fears, though, is that we're going to become known as that Zelda band.
Yeah.
But it's cool, though. We really like...
Yeah, no, I mean, I know it's not, like, pasted everywhere, but I figured... Yeah, I don't know. I think it's a really cool concept. I like the idea.
Yeah, and like the next record that we're actually starting to write is the second half of the game, so to finish, like to wrap up the entire concept. So
right on.
Yeah, that's what we're working on next.
Yeah, do you want to talk about those records? You just finished Youth. Well, it's been, I guess, a long time coming in the...
Yeah.
Because you finished recording it, what,
It was a real learning process. We started recording Youth in June 1st of 2013. I remember that day.
Right.
bought a lot of beer, and we said, we're going to knock this out real quick. And then it ended up becoming quite the process. We spent that entire summer tracking, and then we added our buddy Malcolm, who is a great piano player. We added him to the lineup.
Right on.
And he wanted to play with us, so we had to help. He had to compose parts for every single song, all 15 songs, so that took a long time.
Sure.
And then once we kind of got everything recorded, it took me, like, I recorded and mixed and mastered and everything. So it took me a long time to sort through all of the layers and all the crazy shit or stuff.
It's a lot of work
on there.
Yeah, for sure.
I remember that summer. Like I said, I'm like super new to the band, but I was playing in a different band at the time, but I just remember because we shared practice spaces. I remember going over there and just like the intensity in your guys' face and Randy and Nate's face, like tracking guitars. Like I had like known them from other projects and stuff like that, but I'd never seen like the focus. Like they were like so, you know, intense. Yeah, they were so intense, like laying these tracks down. Like it was like a very, very big deal. We're doing it for a long time now.
Yeah. I think it ended up being very, like, quite stressful. I mean, especially with, like I said, it was a learning experience because we had never even attempted, like, I've been playing, like, in bands since I was, like, 16, and, like, this is the first band I've ever been in that's actually released a record, let alone a record on vinyl.
Yeah, so really excited LP. For vinyl, yeah.
Yeah.
And, I mean, the artwork looks amazing.
Yeah, the artwork took a long time, and then just, like, pressing a vinyl takes a lot longer, and it's a lot more money than I could have ever imagined.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I could have bought a nice car.
This is the first band I've ever played in, and it's been intense.
Yeah.
No idea how much went into it.
How much work? Yeah, it's time. Yeah,
people. I'm glad it's finally done.
Very cool. So, and then you're getting going on the next one already, right?
Yeah,
so.
we have an EP, 7 new tracks that we're going to go in and record this month. And then we'll probably have that for a spring release. And then we're going to start writing and working on the next record. So
one of the big reasons why we have you on is because you're providing the theme music for this show. And we're really excited about that. Is that one of the songs that's on the new EP that we were just talking
about? Yeah, that's going to... We're probably going to re-record it just because I feel like the version that you have is awesome, but
yeah.
It's just a little... We've made some improvements.
Right on.
But that's going to go on the EP along with a couple, like 5 or 6 other new songs. But
cool.
That song's called Dowsing.
Dowsing, yeah.
And it's a lot of fun.
It's heavy fun.
Yeah, yes. It's a lot different for us, that song. It's like we were kind of like uncertain after like the long, grueling process of making the Youth.
Mm-hmm.
Whether or not we'd be able to write again as a band. Like, I guess you just kind of get into that headspace where...
Right.
Will we be able to do something that, like, anything, but also something that maybe tops that or makes us happy, you know? And
yeah, I think a lot of bands, they'll make their first record and spend so much time putting a lot of things into it. Although, I know you guys have done other things, too, but this is your first, like, real big release,
yeah,
like,
we had
release,
an EP that came out. It was more like a demo.
Mm-hmm.
So all the songs that were on the EP demo are actually on the record. We re-recorded them.
Cool.
But, yeah, so it took us... we played Crucial Fest in June.
Yeah.
And then that kind of marked, like, the... Okay, like... That was the first time we had any version of that released at all. We had a small batch of CDs that we sold at that show.
Right.
Or more like gave away.
Yeah.
Because I'm terrible with merch. I give it away. As you can
see.
But I just one last thing about Dowsing is that it took us like from June until about August. It took us like 3 months to wade through that. And there was a lot of high emotion. And it was really intense because we weren't sure what we wanted to do or what we were even capable of doing anymore. And so like that song is significant to us because it, you know,
broke some ice.
There was some yelling and stuff.
Lots of love.
Some beer cans were thrown.
Love.
With Dowsing is such a cool song because I think that it shows like a real evolution of Temples. It still has like these, you know, these parts where the listener is like just whisked away into like, you know, these contemplative imaginary worlds, you know, and these like long progressive parts.
Sure, and the times are changing, and like it's, I mean,
yeah, like the times are changing, but it's there's not like disco beats or something.
Right.
There's different feels. It's totally different, and at the times to like. I hope this isn't like too exposing to talk about, but Temple was going through.
Expose me, man.
Exposing.
I want the dirt, man. Let's keep the Temple's dirt
like,
right here.
No, Temple's was going through like crazy problems, and you know, it was just like things were kind of up in the air. Like I was tracking my solo project Geist with Randy that he was producing, and like. You know, their old bassist, Chris, quit on a limb. Awesome bassist, super cool dude.
Yeah.
But it was just like, there was so much urgency around that song.
There was a lot
like
of turmoil and like, there was urgency. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, Tim quit for a minute and then he came back and we're glad he did. We love you, Tim.
Wasn't out of hate. It was just, busy man. Very busy.
So we were just, I think, like a lot of it came from a place of like, we weren't sure where we were going to go.
Right.
Like, it was a lot of uncertainty in all of our lives. It's like, oh, we finally got Youth done. That big turd is out of my body now.
Right.
And,
oh, yeah.
Pinched that one off. Yeah.
So, you know, it was just like, what? Like, it's kind of, we were all just kind of spent, you know, and like, we were all like, our tempers were kind of short. I mean, just because of the long, drawn out process. Mm-hmm. And like, so,
yeah,
dowsing is important because it just like symbolizes kind of like the rebirth of this band. Or like, we're going to be able to do new things. And
very cool.
We're going to continue on.
Like Malcolm, I remember he was playing. He's played live with you before. I remember at Crucial Fest, he was playing.
Yeah.
And how many people have collaborated with you, other than
quite a few? Actually, there's a lot of talented people in Provo who aren't in bands, and I know how that goes.
So that's lucky for you guys.
Yeah, like my old friend Tom Perry, who was actually in the Weakmen. He did a lot of collaborating on the record. Like he played a lot of keys, just like helped arrange some stuff. Yeah, he's kind of a longtime collaborator that I've done a bunch of different stuff with.
Very cool.
Other talented friends that we have, like John Ross from The Troubles, like he had a lot of input, and our original bass player, two bass players.
Love
ago.
Danny.
Danny Johnson contributed a lot to the record.
Wonderful person.
Is this like a Spinal Tap thing? Like how many instead of drummers, it's bassists, and they all just die in ridiculous ways? You're
that's
on three
also,
already. You've only got one record.
Yeah,
it's like pretty.
It's intense. that's kind of the way Provo goes, though. Is a lot of talented people who have a lot of life things.
Yeah,
and you know, like. I feel like people kind of come in and then they like realize what a commitment it is to actually be in a full-time band or a band that's functional. And it just, there's lots of, you know, and people have their own problems with things and substances, I suppose. And like, we're all drinkers except for Brett. Brett doesn't drink, which is good for him.
He's been drinking a lot of hot chocolate.
He drinks hot
today.
Chocolate.
Yeah, he's a cocaholic.
But yeah, I just think
not the right thing.
I think as far as like member changes go, it's a lot of stress, you know?
Cool.
But this is the solid lineup for now. We'll let you know if it changes.
Very cool.
We'll keep you in the loop. Yeah, no, we're just really stoked on the future, and like, you know, we're just stoked in the direction that, like, now that this record's out, like, we've got we're freed up to do some other things and hopefully get on the road eventually. And
tour. Like, you haven't done a tour yet?
We haven't done any touring yet. We've been together, like, we've been a band for 3.5 years, so it's about time we hit the road. And
really, do it.
Yeah.
Like, that'd be really cool.
We have something maybe in the works for fall, but
especially with this new record.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think now that you have merchandise, you can sell.
Yeah.
And,
I think that was really a thing that held us back from doing things, is we just didn't have anything to really tour on.
Yeah.
Or like, it kind of held us back from progressing a little bit, because it was like, well, once that's done, we'll do all these things, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So now that time's here, it's kind of like, well, what do we do?
Exciting.
Yeah, it is exciting.
That's very cool.
Brave new world.
Well, yeah, we're really excited to have you guys, have you for the theme of the show. I mean, that song is awesome. We're really happy to have that. And we're really excited for your release show, as well as new stuff coming up. So thanks.
Awesome.
Thanks for being on the podcast.
Yeah, no problem. It's awesome
great.
To be here.
Thanks for having us.
Don't miss your chance to discover independent films and artists at the Sundance Film Festival, returning to Utah this January 22nd to February 1st. Locals can purchase the new Grand Theater Pass today, as well as register for individual Sundance tickets. Visit sundance.org/locals to register or purchase tickets.
Hi, it's me, Bill Allred, and if you haven't been listening to my podcast, The Let's Go Eat Show, here's some of what you've been missing.
The cool thing about the Little Chocolatiers is we were able to make some really cool things.
You still get recognized a lot from the show. How often does that happen?
Any little person, you know, we will be confused with. And so, you know, sometimes they'll confuse us with the Roloffs and Little Oregon, People Big World. They'll confuse us with Bill.
Actors and actresses.
And so, I mean, so like, download the Let's Go Eat Show now. It's available on iTunes and theletsgoeatshow.com.
Now that we're back from break, let's hear another track from Temple's 2014 LP, Youth. Those of you who are Legend of Zelda fans may have noticed a theme in their track titling. This track is called Lost Woods. You just heard Lost Woods off the band's 2014 LP, Youth.
Visit slugmag.com to find links to download their albums and find more info on Temples. Thanks for listening to Slug Soundwaves. For all things Slug Magazine, visit slugmag.com. Send us suggestions of what you'd like to hear on the show by emailing us at soundwaves@slugmag.com or hit us up on Twitter @SlugSoundwaves. This podcast was created by Slug Magazine and is produced by Gavin Sheehan. The associate producers are Alexander Ortega, Christian Schultz, Henry Glasheen, and John Ford. The executive producer is Angela H. Brown. Our show's theme was performed by Temples. Our main logo and art designer by Nicholas Dowd. And the technical design was by Kate Colgan. Next week, we're going to have Utah House Minority Leader Brian King on their show. Thanks for listening.